TA, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. We have another song. All right.
Nope. It's you. Your turn.
Okay. Can you see me?
Bring your camera down just a little bit.
Down this way?
Yep.
All right.
Right there.
All right. I'll get back in the picture. Okay. Is that it?
That's it. You're on. Go.
Thank you very much. I love your people in Dublin. You know, I lived there for 10 years, and you're all a big part of my heart. And we've gone through a lot of experiences together, and I just want to keep blessing you all there. It's always good to hear from you and get your little messages on my phone. And, you know, it's just beautiful. But today I have something on my heart that I put together. I'm going to start with Psalms 46. And it says, God is our refuge and strength in a present time. Wait, let's start over. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake and with the swelling thereof. God is with us. He's with us all the time. And it's just beautiful. He gives us a promise. When we go over to Psalms 23, he promises us something there. And it's just beautiful. I'm going to read Psalms 23, 1 through 6, one time, and then I'm going to talk about it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness, for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, it's a beautiful promise. If you go step by step on all those promises, they're beautiful. Now I want to read it to you a different way, because we got to know who makes the promise. If we go back through and personalize it a little bit, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He. Who? Who is he? The Lord. And you go on. He maketh me lie in green pastures. He, who? The Lord. And everywhere, I'm not going to read the whole thing, everywhere you see he, remind yourself, that's the Lord speaking to me. He's speaking to me. If I'm having a problem, he's there with me. If something is not going right, he's still there with me. He's with me. He always has been with me. He always will be with me. And he is with me. In this troubled world today that we live in, our Lord is with us. And the third thing I would like to say, if you go back into this here, personalize it. We've already personalized that God is the person in all the spaces of he. Let's put it in another way now. The Lord is Louise's shepherd, T.A. shepherd, Mariah shepherd, Yvette shepherd, whoever's in the house, he is your shepherd. So you can put your name in there. And then it says, Louise shall not want. And then it goes on, just put your name in every day. He maketh Louise to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth Louise beside those still waters. He restores Louise's soul. He leadeth Louise in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And I'm not just trying to put myself up there. I'm just using my name as an example of how you can personalize this, these promises. Because this is promises that he's telling you, I'm with you no matter where you are. I'm with you. Yea, though Louise walks through the valley of the shadow of death, Louise will fear no evil, for thou art with Louise. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort Louise. Thou preparest a table before Louise, in the presence of her enemies. Thou anointest her, Louise's head, with oil, and Louise's cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow Louise all the days of her life, and she will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You go through this week and you personalize this scripture for you because these are promises that the Lord has given you. I've heard these scriptures at a funeral for comfort, given at a funeral for comfort for people. Let's read it for the living. We are not dead. We're still living. We're still here. This is for now, today. We're the future that listened to David back then. David wrote this, or it was written by the psalmist of David saying this. We're the future now that he spoke about this promise. It's just as good today as it was for David. The Lord is my shepherd. Every promise. I am here, and he says, I am here. I always will be here, and I am willing and able. And don't forget, he can do all things. Ask him. He says, ask me. Knock and you shall receive. Have the faith to believe. And sheep are not very smart. You know, they're not very smart animals, but so full of love. Like, they like to cuddle. You ever watch them on the different places that you can see the animal programs? And they like to cuddle and will follow you everywhere you go, if possible. Their personalities, like us sometimes, we're like that. We get into trouble. Life brings us down. And when you're acting with pride, you can say, I have this. I don't need your help. I just keep living like this. I'm fine. Until I don't need anyone's help. Look out. Here I come. I know everything. You don't have to tell me nothing. I know. But you have to fall to understand it's this pride before the fall. And if you make a mistake and you get into that predicament of you have to fall to understand. Without God, we are nothing. We are nothing. You try to go through life without God. I heard something the other day about over in Isaiah where they built idols by their hand. The two countries did. The king came in and turned them into idol worshippers. And Isaiah came in and said, what is that? Is that going to help you? It can't even move. You have to remember, it's God that moves you. It's God that is in your life, and it's God. Without God, you nothing. Those idols aren't going to help you. And you know, and things in this world that we have, it's just stuff. You can't take nothing with you when it's your time to go. So, you know, you don't need to be adding more and more and more. Anyway, he said, I shall not want. We have to affirm that you don't need to want anymore. Because God is my shepherd, I have everything I need. You go to Philippians 4:19. Now here we step over the boundary into a little spiritual part of it. Philippians 4:19. He first says it in 13, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Then we go over to verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now see, he promises us that. He can supply all our needs. So without God, we have nothing. And he knows what we're supposed to have. And my God shall supply all your needs. Make it personal according to his God's will. Okay, I've got to go over here a little further. you're not talking about adding another pair of shoes in the closet with 100 pairs you already own. I think we need to be more spiritual. Like, he's given us the opportunity of the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22. We're to operate in the characteristics of God with our love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and such there is no law. This is God's character, and he wants us to operate like that too. If we live in a spirit, let us also walk in a spirit. I grow tired, he restores my soul. The valley is long and lonesome, thou art with me. I'm anxious, thy rod and thy staff will comfort me. I fear it will all come to an end, like you fear, oh no, what's going to happen next? Oh wow, is this it, you know? Am I losing my house? Am I can't go grocery shopping anymore? Or that's the last check? God's got you covered. Having the Lord with me clears my head so I can move on. It clears all the fears out because you know the Lord is able, willing, and he said, nothing that comes against you can prosper. And he says, we will dwell in the house of the Lord. How sad to believe in God but never trust him. Some people are like that. Oh yeah, I know God, but they don't know how to trust him. If you, in most prayers, say, if only God will do this, if you can only do this, Lord, for me, or some people throw some promises and I promise I'll do this if you do that. Where is the faith? You have to have that faith. You know, remember the story of the little kid that was told all week, we're going to Disneyland, and all week he's excited, and Saturday comes, the day they're supposed to go. And it's lightning and thundering and storming, and the parents say, we can't go. The child reaches up and grabs his father's shirt. But you said we were going, but you said. So sometimes in the way we pray, we have to throw scripture in there and say, Father God, you said nothing can come against me. Father God, I want to praise you because you said praise me. Father God, and you have to say, and you said, Lord, if I believe, I will receive. And learn those faith-building scriptures. So when you're in prayer, you can remind him. He restores my soul. Picks me up. When we make mistakes sometimes, we all make mistakes. Like trying to read your own notes is a big one. But if you make a mistake, we can just say, Father, I'm sorry I did that. I learned from what I did. I'm sorry. And dust yourself off and get back in there. Get back up on that Lord's bandwagon. And then a saying from here we go. We look inward too much and upward too little, whereas God's people must look in, out, and around us to see the need of ourselves and others. But most of all, we must look up to the renewing power of God. That was written by John Wesley. God is sufficient. He guides us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He is able, but sometimes we are uncertain and hesitant. Like sheep, we wander from the fold. The nature of the shepherd is to seek the lost sheep. Has the Lord ever gone looking for you? I know he's looked for me a couple of times. And we have to, living with hope, hope comes. Because we know that God always was, is, and will be with you. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. Let not your heart be troubled. Place I give unto you. Neither let your heart be afraid. Peace built on a promise, like Psalms 23. You go through Psalms 23 and you can read that over. Someone said to read it 5 times a day, 7 days a week. You read it 3 times before you eat, with breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and 1 time, 2 times in the morning when you first wake up, in the evening before you go to bed. Drum it in your head. My peace, Jesus said, he leaves with us. Peace in the presence of His Spirit in our lives. God is in control. God knows our limits. Make us lay down in green pastures. The sheep would stay there all the time if it wasn't for the shepherd. Sometimes we get in and we're doing something. The Lord says, get up and go do something. Oh, Lord, I'll do that in a couple of minutes. I'm doing this right now. Now, I said, get up and go do this. There's somebody waiting downstairs for you that you don't know that you're going to meet. You know, like being in the right place at the right time. I do that all the time, being in the right place at the right time. Not always for Louise, but for the other person that's sitting there that the Lord has me to go towards. So sometimes He keeps moving us, and sometimes He has to go and grab us by the head and say, come on, Louise, right now I want you to move for me. And we have to know His voice. We have to know when the Spirit is speaking to us and telling us what we need to do, because we only have to open our mouth and the Lord works right through you and says what you need. Sometimes you're confirming something somebody else has already, like years ago when we first started the fellowship. I walked in a room one morning and I said, Pastor, he said, what? I said, we have almost an hour in between time we get set up and the time we start service. What, have you thought about starting in Sunday school? And Pastor returns, get out of my head, Louise. That was familiar. I heard from him quite frequently when I would come in with a suggestion, and he had already thought about it. So there I was.
That's just confirmation.
Confirmation what the Lord had told him to start a Sunday school, but he was still in the process of waiting for sure if he should do that. And I walk in and say that. That happened several times on several occasions and different things about the service. But, you know, God puts us in the right place at the right time to confirm something. Or maybe you had something going on in your mind and you get somewhere and somebody else brings it up and says, I was just thinking about that, and gives you a word of confirmation for something that you're asking the Lord about. So beautiful when you get into the place of running into somebody at the time. I got my folders out. I have three boxes filled.
Hello, good morning.
Bible studies all the way back.
You called me.
All the time that I went through the...
Yes, for real.
Bible study. I have lessons from you all the way back when we first started.
No, ma'am.
And I got into them this week.
Oh, well, that's because you called me.
The little things that happened at the ranch, like, you know, one day I said, Lord, I need to buy something, but I have no money.
I'm doing fine.
And,
but we're in the middle of service, so let me call you when service is over.
They gave me money.
No, I'm calling you when service is over. I need to talk to you anyway. Bye.
And phone rings again. Can you take me shopping today? Okay. And they gave me back exact amount of money that I had loaned out. And God he was always right there, just opening the door. And every time I did something, and I sat there and I thought, oh, all these beautiful people that kept me going. You know, and it's just beautiful. And we'd all get in the van, and we'd be going down Dublin Boulevard, bumping up that Christian music real loud, and the windows rolled down. One time I had Fred in the car, and Fred said, my God, Louise.
Yeah, the automated system called you.
Four people saved at the last red light. But anyway, a great statement. Okay, let's get back to this.
Well, let me get you in.
You know that sheep don't drink with the water is turbulent.
But be quiet when you come in, okay?
You know how sometimes you get there and the water is shaking and moving? They trust that the shepherd leads them to still waters.
Give me a minute. Hang
up. Sometimes we're in turbulence with what's going on in this world or around us. But we don't have to drink of that. Our shepherd leads us to a more peaceful place and still waters and settles us down. That's happening in this world. But you have peace. He's given you peace over this world. And when you go in the house sometimes, you don't have to listen to your TV. Your best thing sometimes is take that remote and say, choo! And turn it over and put some Christian music on. Or watch some, turn it over and find yourself a minister to listen to for a few minutes. Because the news stations just go on and on and on and on like that, and it keeps it going. All right. So we get to the still, he keeps us the peaceful waters to drink from. And prayer, it's like going to the still waters, getting on track in a world when we are pulled in every direction. Prayer is realizing again, God is in control and we need to keep him in our lives. And conclusion, who controls your life today? And who leads you? And who are you following that brings peace in your troubled world? Peace comes from God, comes from this closing prayer that we can read together. I'm going to do something different here. Everybody unmute yourself, and we're going to read this together. And it is the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:9-13. I'll give TA a chance to get it up on the board for everybody. Matthew 6:9-13. You got it, TA? You'll get it up here in just a minute. This way everybody can read it together. You just unmute yourself and let's read it together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Honor as it is. Give us this day
our daily bread.
And forgive our debts. And lead us not into
temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and
forever. Amen.
Father God, as we close out today, Lord, I thank you for this message today, Lord. I thank you because you saw the situation I was going to be trying to prepare a message. I started early in the month, Lord. You know I started early, but I could not get what I was supposed to do until last night, Lord. And I thank you. I thank you for the ones I called out to help me pray and help me get through it, Lord. And I thank you for this opportunity to reach out to my family and my friends. And God, you bless them this week. Open the doors and let everything.